Thursday, August 21st, 2008. I've been off for a couple of days, but I got a bunch of stuff to come back and report to you here today. Start off with Sean Sherk and Tyson Griffin have been officially announced as opponents for UFC 90 in Chicago on October 25th. It's going to be on the pay-per-view event main card, obviously. That show is headlined by Anderson Silva against Patrick Cote. Tyson Griffin is going for his fifth straight win in the UFC, and he's got quite the list of impressive victories on his plate, obviously, with defeats of Clay Guida, Thiago Tavares, Gleison Tibau. He's the only fighter to ever beat Uriah Faber. And Sherk is coming off his loss to BJ Penn in May, so he's looking to get back on the horse and have a better showing this time. So that's slated for the Allstate Arena just outside of Chicago on October 25th. It's UFC 90. A couple of drug test failures from July shows. The Affliction show, Edwin Deweese failed a drug test for nandrolone at 499 nanograms a milliliter. He has been suspended 1 year and fined $2,500. This was reported on F4W Online. That's Figure Four Weekly, partnered up with the Wrestling Observer. Also from them, the Elite XC's last show. They have a big failure for drug test on that one. Antonio Silva Jr., their heavyweight champion, he tested positive for boldenone, and he has also been suspended for 1 year and fined $2,500. The questions about Jake Shields and his next fight have been answered. Him and Paul Daly from England have verbally agreed to fight on the October 4th card for on CBS for Elite XC. So Shields is going to defend his Elite XC lightweight 170-pound belt, whatever they want to call it, is welterweight championship against Paul Daly, who is 25 years old. He's got stoppages in 13 of his 18 victories, according to Sports Illustrated's website. Shields is unbeaten in 10 fights since 2004, and he holds victories over Carlos Condit, who is the WEC welterweight champion, as well as Yushin Okami, who is one of the top middleweight contenders in the UFC. Also in this story on Sports Illustrated, Jared Shaw, the vice president for Elite XC, is quoted as placing a 8 p.m. Eastern Time deadline, so it'll be right around this time. This audio is getting posted up for KJ Nunes to sign an agreement to fight Nick Diaz on October 4th. Nunes has been, his camp has been ducking Elite XC on this fight, apparently. And Shaw, in his words, is saying that Nunes needs to act like a champion and face any challenger they put in front of him. He's got two fights left on his contract. And there's no comment on any repercussions if Nunes does not agree to the fight. So we'll be looking out for that here tonight to get an answer on that. Other UFC 90 news, Mike Swick was announced as a participant in the event during a press conference for it. but he told MMA Junkie that a recent elbow surgery is going to keep him from participating in the event. So he's out there. He says he doesn't know why the mix-up happened, but he just talked to Silva and he confirmed that it's going to be December for his return. Possibly November if he can get healed up fast enough. Speaking of November and UFC's 90, UFC 91, which will take place in November, they're in talks with the Oregon State Athletic Commission to organize an event, possibly for November 15th, at the Roars Garden Arena in Portland, Oregon. That speculatively, at this moment, could feature a lightweight fight between Kenny Florey and against Joe Stevenson. And according to the Pioneer Press from St. Paul, Minnesota, it's possible Brock Lesnar's next fight will be in November, most likely at that event as well. The talk is he's possibly going to fight Chuck Congo in that fight. So that's all speculation at this point. Nothing for sure on that. Speaking of returning back to action, Jason McDonald is going to be returning to action really quickly. He just fought at UFC 87. He's going to be fighting on UFC 88. He's going to replace Jason Day, who is injured, against Jason Lambert. So McDonald is he lost the fight against Demian Maia, the opener of the pay-per-view at UFC 87, in a great ground game three-round match. So he's going to take on, he's stepping in to take on Jason Lambert for 88 here, and this fight is Lambert's debut at middleweight. His entire career has been at light heavyweight at 205, but he's dropped three of his last four, and so he's dropping down to see how he can do at the middleweight division. So Jason McDonald back against Jason Lambert. Quick turnaround for McDonald. Affliction news, their next show, Day of Reckoning, are October 11th. They are once again going to have another band playing. This time Ozzy Osbourne will be performing live for the Affliction show. Not necessarily sure that I want to see another 80s metal act. I mean, Ozzy's still putting out music. He's been around. He's a name, but I don't know that we need another performer at Affliction's show, the way Megadeth came off, but it could be better than last time. Probably not going to be. It's probably going to be about the same, so that's coming up for you on August 11th if you're an Ozzy fan and want to pay to just watch Ozzy or and possibly see some good fights, but Final thing to touch on here, ESPN the Magazine Online has an article about Kimbo Slice and his next fight. It's clear that he's going to fight Brett Rogers at some point. Apparently Jared Shaw is saying that Rogers is still on the table as an opponent for October 4th. That was from Shaw today after ESPN got a source saying that fight was off the table for the 4th, but Shaw said that he's one of three right now possible fights for Kimbo. So there was a list that they began with, apparently, that Shaw said, with eight possible opponents. Rogers was on there, James Thompson was on there, Sean Gannon, Ken Shamrock, and there are other names that he wouldn't divulge. But he said that earlier this week, Gannon was crossed off. And now he may be on the list, according to Shaw. So any of those three could be on the final three-man list, and there's no lead man for that, so they hope to have an answer on that by the end of the week. So we'll see what they do for that. So Kimbo Slice is going to fight on October 4th, and he's looking to show that he's more than what he provided everyone with the last time out. So that's all I've got for you today. Check out Alex Williams and his MMA news blog. He posted on a couple of the stories I touched on here today. And check out other news and analysis from our team of contributors on MMAtorch.com. Thank you.